Well, let's face it, we're working to put food on, and the gas is going up and all this kind of stuff, so we're trying to make a living. And having some financial compensation to reward us for our efforts, in my view, is in order. And, you know, I also like the idea of give me a list of customers we haven't sold anything to in 5 years. Give me that list. If I generate any business there, can I get a percentage of it? You know, that's another thing I like. So then, you know, the company makes out, if you make out, if the company makes out, which seems fair to me. So that's a kind of a thing. And, you know, if you wanted to try to gin up some kind of a commission program for yourself and your company, I would be happy to help you figure out what's the right thing and act as an intermediary between you and your boss or whatever to try to come up with something. But let me tell you this. I have never seen a compensation package that people are happy with or that lasts more than like a year. So no matter what it is, nobody's going to be happy with it, and you'll change it. So it's not that important what you come up with. You start with something, and then you can wrestle with that as time goes on. Because all employees want to be paid more, and all companies want to pay less. So that's a fundamental conflict right there. And then you'll have, you know, well, her customers are better than my customers. You got all that stuff going on. So there's, you know, trying to, you know, well, she's selling nothing but Michigan, Ohio, and I'm selling, you know, or I'm selling nothing but Michigan, Ohio, and she's got like Texas, you know, and, you know, city or states that are booming, you know, so that you gotta, so there's always issues with compensation packages, but that is certainly helpful in terms of getting those calls completed. But just think about this. If you buy 1,000 records, if you buy 1,000 records and you call 100 a day, it's gonna take you 10 days to get through 1,000 records. That's huge. Do you think you'd find any new business in that? You sure would, guaranteed. Now, I was giving a talk to a company that had a sales force and so on, and the bosses and the owners of the company were there when I was putting this program. There was about 30 people there. The owner of the company said, "Joe, go out and get a record, get a few records off the database. Bring them in with the phone numbers." So they did that. And in the meantime, the owner went over and got a phone, plugged the phone in, put the phone down, said, "John, I want you to call, you know, these customers." And as I recall, and I have this recorded, I can play this for you, I have the audio cassette because we recorded it. I always record everything. I called three customers. All three customers, I was able to sell them something or tee up that I was selling them stuff. And I can play this for you so you could listen. But we did it the way that we're going to recommend, the right way to make the calls. And they all had an interest. So now, let's say you got 1,000 records. Not all these companies can buy from you. In fact, it's a very small percentage that can actually buy from you. So you're going to find a lot of companies that can't buy from you. They can't buy from you for what reasons?
You don't have the product that they need.
You don't have the product they need. They're out of business.
They have a contract with somebody.
They have a contract with somebody else. There's a zillion different reasons why they can't. So when you find somebody that can't buy from you, that's valuable information because you don't have to call them again. So going to 1,000 records is fantastic. You can identify 800 of those records that'll never buy from you. So now you can start focusing in on the 200, and the 200, now you can assign 50 to you, 50 to you, 50 to you, 50 to you. Let's make something happen with those 50 accounts. And that's the way to do it. We're going to talk more about this as we go along. So identifying prospects. We're going to buy records. There's two different kinds of records out there. There are compiled lists and response lists. Which one's better? Response lists are better. Why are they better? They've already responded to something, like they get a subscription to Plastics Digest, you know, or whatever. And a compiled list, you got all these people in India or China or wherever they send these things, and they're just cranking out gazillions of records. Which one do you think is more expensive?
The
response lists are more expensive. A compiled record could be 10 cents a record. So if you buy 1,000 records, it could cost you $100. If you called up the International Fraternal Organization of Plastic Molders and got their membership list, it might cost you $1 a record. I mean, I don't know. It kind of depends. But it's a lot more than a... Because they know what compiled lists sell for, and they know that their list is better. Now, the problem with response lists, often there's duplication in response lists because, you know, the association could have four members from the same company. You know, so you could have 10 members from the same company. Shows, if there's a show, you know, people that go to a show, they always get your name and address if you went to the show. You could call any show and you can buy the list of attendees at that show, which might be good for you guys. I don't know. okay. So you're going to identify the prospects and get, you know, response lists if you can. You got to screen and qualify them. And now we're going to talk about how you do that. Screen and qualify these. You got to have a script. You need a Microsoft Access database. We recommend that because we do them. We do Microsoft Access databases. But we don't do that. We don't recommend it because we offer it. We recommend it because it's terrific.